What's up, everybody? Welcome back to A Greg Way in the Car. We remembered to get the microphone back in the car, so now all is well, and we're back on track not to forget what's going on. It is February 8th, Thursday. We are driving to work right now. Very excited for the day. Why? Because currently it's just blocked out for me to play Helldivers. It's Helldivers all day long. Then I stop playing Helldivers to go into the streaming room and stream Helldivers with Mike. Then I stop streaming with Mike to go to PS I Love You and tell you my Helldivers review so far. 9 years. Remember, I loved Helldivers when it came to PlayStation, both Vita and PS4, right? And just adored that thing. Just had a great time with that game. And have waited 9 years for a sequel. And here it is today on PlayStation 5. Excited to jump in. Excited to see how the audience of the PlayStation Nation, PC 2, I guess, those clowns, react to it. Excited to play with people. Excited to unlock shit today. Hopefully I love it. You know, I really like to, I hope it clicks with me. I hope it's everything I want it to be. I hope it's approachable, yada, yada. But we'll find out today. You'll find out at the end of the day on PS I Love You with me. Instead today, let's talk about Taylor Swift, ladies and gentlemen. You know I love her. You know I've loved her since her self-titled debut back in Columbia, Missouri, when Tim McGraw came on the country music radio stations. I was rocking out to the Spotify, This is Taylor Swift, you know, just every song ever put together, combining. And of course, it's on my mind because the Super Bowl is Sunday. Super Bowl, you know, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so rarely anything I give a shit about. But this year, kind of funny, the team got together, which I always love when they do stuff without me. Like, and I mean, like, come up with an idea without me. Because I guess, you know, to get back to Greg Miller's side of it, you've probably heard me maybe in something before, maybe not, seeing as how I do 3,000 pieces of content a day. I hate always, this is going to sound insulting to the team, I don't mean that. Throughout my life, I've hated when I have to be the driving force of something, when I have to be the one to have a school, organize a school paper, because they stopped doing our school paper in grade school, right? BYWF, like, I hate when things revolve around me, if that makes sense. Where, like, when I stop doing my version of the school paper stopped. When we stopped doing backyard wrestling, when I stopped doing backyard wrestling stopped. I loved when I was in college joining the Antlers, because the Antlers already existed. They had existed since 1976. I was able to come in, you know, experience the traditions, add new traditions, then leave and pass it off to a new group of Antlers that, you know, 20-some years later, right, Antlers are still going. That's still a thing at Mizzou. I'm a part of something there. It wasn't all about me, if that makes sense, right? And so, with Kind of Funny, obviously, even if you want to look at IGN with Podcast Beyond, right, that I was a founding member of Podcast Beyond, I'm so happy Beyond continued after, you know, Colin and I left it, right, that it was able to go. You figure the fact that it went from being me, Dunham, Roper, Jeff, right, to then add Clements, to add Sam Bishop, to add numerous people. Of course, most importantly, I think being Colin, being Clements, because that was the crew for a while, blah, 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 blah. Having that continue to go is a thing I'm proud of, right? So in a very microcosm way, I was excited. It's still exciting to me to this day when Joey was talking about the Super Bowl party yesterday. She's like, do you know about this? And I was like, no, I don't. What's going on? And I thought it was at, like, her house. She's like, oh, no, we're doing it here at the studio on the big the video wall. I was like, that's fucking awesome. I'm like, yes, I'm coming to that. Yes, I'm bringing little Benny. Yes, I'm bringing Jenny. We're going to have a good time. I don't call Jen Jenny. I just did it there because of the Benny thing. Anyways, though, this is all just to say that, like, listen to Taylor Swift music, thinking about Taylor Swift. I've tweeted about this before. The Super Bowl, I'll probably be wearing the 49ers Tecmo Super Bowl shirt I have. Where me and Jen were just at breakfast, we're like, shit, we should probably get Benny something cute to wear to this game. And I was like, yeah, she's like, you probably want it to be a Chiefs thing. I'm like, no, I'm not pushing this agenda on Ben that I want, I'm cheering for the Chiefs, not even for my Mizzou connections and my friends who care about the Chiefs. I'm cheering because I want this to be the storybook ending for Travis and Taylor's year, right? Like, what a romance this has been, what a year for both of them. I want them to win. And more importantly than anything, when they win, I want him to fucking propose. I'm willing this into existence that this is going to happen. And I mentioned this the other day on some post show or whatever, some throwaway con. And people say, Greg, they've only been together since the summer. Motherfucker, have you ever followed my relationship with Jen? Like, you know what I mean? We said I love you on our second date and then filed not only to get married, like in the first 3 months of being dating, not only filed to get married, filed to blow up her entire life and her career and every, like, move her across the continent from her, leave the country, leave her family. Like, crazier things have happened in shorter romances, especially when there's legitimately the when you know type shit going on. And so I fucking hope the Chiefs win. Sorry, SF, you've had enough. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm going to raise Benny to be a 49ers fan. Like, he's in the Bay Area. I'm going to be all about that. Whatever you want, I'm going to support Benny. I'm not going to make him wear a Chiefs shirt to this thing. I'll get him his 49ers gear. But, like, I'm still... And, again, that's the thing, is I really don't care, obviously. I'm only cheering... if the 49ers win, I'm happy for all my 49er friends. But if the Chiefs win, fuck, I want him to get... I want it to be like the cameras are circling him, and she's... And then he's all... And he's got the hat on, and he drops, and fuck. Perfect ending to this storybook, right? That'll then continue on. I don't know. And I guess it all comes back to, I just want Taylor Swift to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, Taylor Swift has given me nearly 2 decades of good times and bad times. Like, you know, I mean, you always see that fucking meme of, like, your music saved my life, and then it's something stupid, like they're listening to, you know, it's a joke or whatever. But, like, legitimately, Taylor Swift's been the soundtrack to my life for 2 decades almost. Like, her music brings me so much joy and also comfort, I guess, you know what I mean? But I just want her to be happy. I just want her to fucking be happy. I hope she's happy. And I know she'll have gajillions of dollars, Greg. She's probably fine. Yeah, she is. But she also clearly just wants to be loved. She just wants to be loved and have someone love her unconditionally. And I hope that's Travis Kelce. Because I think this would be a cool way to get proposed. IMO. I don't know. We'll find out Sunday. Thank you, thank you to everybody who wrote in positively yesterday about Greg Way. I always, like I said, I feel bad when I get into wrestling. I know not everybody likes wrestling. I appreciated so many people being like, engaging me in conversation about wrestling and also saying, I don't care about wrestling, but I enjoy this part. So that's it, period. I'm excited for the press conference today, period. We'll move on from wrestling. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get the new PlayStation headset today. I already forgot what it's called, right? The Elite, whatever, the new headset with the thing that I had previewed a while back. Finally coming to us today. Can't tell you about it, but can confirm that we have it and put up photos when we get it. That's their embargo. The embargo is you can show it when you get it. Of course, FTC, when I get it, PlayStation Center for review. But can't put up impressions or talk about it. But I'll be playing Helldivers with it probably once it gets charged. So that's exciting. I don't know. It's a good roll right now, I guess, of days. This week's been good. I haven't gotten to play a game I want to play for review as much as I did. That sucks. Monday I was going to do a similar thing to what I'm doing with Helldivers today. Monday was supposed to be, hey, I'm going to do games daily and then just play this game for review all day long. But of course, the nanny got sick, so I needed to go stay home and be dad and yada, yada, yada. So I'm behind on work like that, but I don't think it matters. I just like, when I review a game, I like having the credits roll. And because of a million different things, we're not doing that way this time, but whatever. You all seem to just like my impressions. It's fine. You're the audience, right? So what do I care? You're happy. You're around. But anyways, good roll. Yeah, today's Helldivers. Tomorrow's the big stream for everybody hanging out. I need to go through so many of this. I mean, hundreds of games were submitted for the spring game showcase that Kinda Funny's doing with the Mix folks in March. I need to go through and identify those. I've had Blessing doing some of them. But like I said, today Helldivers. Tomorrow a big stream. Saturday, chill day with the family. Sunday, the Super Bowl. Then you're back to work on Monday. That week is incredibly short. Because, of course, DICE is next week. Remember, of course, I've hosted DICE Awards with Stella. My 8th time hosting the DICE Awards in Las Vegas. I need you to tune in Thursday. Thursday night, 8 p.m. Pacific. It'll be on IGN.com and all their different ways to watch. And remember, if you don't watch this show, you're not allowed to bitch in December about the Game Awards being all commercials. Because this is the show that is no commercials. This is just... Hey, here's the developers and people from their development teams getting up to accept awards and people being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And these are all awards voted on by developers. These are by the developers. You know what I mean? So, like, this is the industry honoring their own. So if you want award speeches that can go on as long as they want, if you want to see awards get given out, this is the one to watch. And then you get to see me and Stella be stupid too, which is always fun. But yeah. Thinking about Porty a lot lately. I don't know why. Nothing out of the ordinary. I guess we're coming up on the anniversary of his passing, April 8th, but, like, I don't think it's anything in particular. Cole's a good dog. Maybe it's just that I'm cuddling him, you know, a lot, so I, you know, occasionally think about Porty, but I don't know. Nothing to report on that. That's it. Really, it's Helldivers, it's wrestling, and now the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift. Obviously, there's always a million emails I can't tell you about yet. Cool opportunities. Always a cool opportunity. That's what's always amazing about opening my inbox, I think, is that every time I open it, there's something in there. I was like, oh, fuck, this is awesome. Can't believe we're getting to do this. Can't believe they want me to do this. Tim hit me up yesterday about something. I was like, he's like, would you want to do this? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'd want to do that. He's like, all right, cool. And I have not seen Tim in person outside of WrestleMania Ranked, which we recorded another episode yesterday of. But there's a new episode live today. It's a screencast. Please go watch it, even if you don't like wrestling. A lot of people have said in the comments of that, too, that, hey, I don't like wrestling, but it's fun to see them nerd out about stuff. I like the conversation. Barrett says that every time, and he hates wrestling. I don't know if he hates wrestling, but he doesn't like wrestling, but he enjoys us talking about wrestling. Anyways, though, lots of cool shit happening. I'm always excited about it. Thank you for this life. I'm not almost to work, but I'm going to stop so I can go back to listen to more Taylor Swift. I'll talk to you guys later.